This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the program and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, great work yesterday, as you always do great work. And that was real. I didn't see that anywhere else. That was very interesting. The way you broke down what's going on with the linebacking core and the fact that one source told you that Tremaine Edmonds may be out multiple weeks. That's pretty scary stuff. We keep waiting for TJ Edwards to get back. He's got two injuries, the hand and the hamstring, and I believe that Edmonds now has a groin injury. We know Noah Sewell is down. So, Brad, do you anticipate How damaging would it be for the Bears if they are indeed down their top three linebackers?
Well, it's going to be a scramble for Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator. There's no question about it. And he's been doing that pretty much all season across the board. You look at that linebacker position, and they've had their top three linebackers healthy and available for one game this season in its entirety, that being the game at the end of October at Baltimore, that loss. Every other game, they've either been down one of them for the entire game, or you had like the situation in Cincinnati where TJ Edwards gets hurt late. You had at Detroit where TJ Edwards got hurt on the first play of the third quarter. You had at Washington. I think TJ was out of that one. Noah Sewell got a concussion there. So all three of them missing would be a situation that would likely force DeMarco Jackson and the rookie Ruben Hippolyte into a starting position. against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fortunately, not the kind of rushing attack that the Steelers prefer to have. Certainly over the years, they are 29th in rushing at just under 89 yards a game. And they've struggled at yards per carry. Now, that being said, Jaylen Warren's average is significantly higher than their team's. And if he's got an opening, he could do some damage against the Bears.
So, Brad, how would you interpret the full participation by Jaylon Johnson in Thursday's practice? And if indeed he is on track to play on Sunday, what are the particulars and the boxes they still have to check to make sure that he's activated, and then who else might be going if he is?
Well, he and Kyler Gordon, you're kind of waiting until Saturday at 3 p.m. for them to, that would be the deadline for them to make a roster move and officially bring them back from IR and place them on the 53-man roster. Certainly the team could announce its intentions a little bit later today in Lake Forest. I'm kind of doubtful that will happen, but a full participation in practice is a good sign. I think you want to see how his body responds this morning, right? How he felt after practice yesterday. And that would be big to get their top cornerback in the mix. No question about that. They can find a roster move to make a spot for that player, no question.
Am I wrong to be hesitant about some of these guys coming back as quickly as we're talking about, really Jaylon Johnson in particular, given the fact that he didn't get any kind of preseason, he came back for one game, had, what was it, 21 plays, something like that, and has been lost since then? I'm not saying that they're not doing all their medical research and everything else, but just the idea of opening the window on the guy and then bringing him back, I hope it has nothing to do with anything other than his personal health.
Well, it certainly doesn't have anything to do with the linebacker situation, because they can't line up Jaylon Johnson at that position. I don't know. You know, I think they were cautious with him the first time, too. Remember, there was the discussion of targeting the season opener for his return, and they didn't bring him back for the season opener. He came back in week two. So I would think that if he's activated for this game on Sunday against the Steelers, they feel abundantly clear that and safe that he's ready to roll. Before he had the return to practice window opened last Friday, and there's no question he was doing some running, right? As part of the rehab, while you're on IR, you're doing exercises. You are out there running. So it's not like he first started running last Friday. He first started running in practice last Friday.
So because of the... You know, let's connect the dots here then. I mean, the linebacker situation is muddled and you're playing inexperienced guys and you might have two bona fide starters coming back to your secondary. Brad, Dennis Allen, among the options, do you expect to see, like if you play 70 defensive snaps, a majority of them with 5 and 6 defensive backs? Do you 60, 70%? What do you think the plans would be? And against a Steeler offense, what do you think is the best route?
Well, the Bears went. The Bears had 5 defensive backs on the field for every snap last week at Minnesota. The Vikings went to 12 personnel. The Bears stayed in nickel. So I would expect them to lean on their nickel package a lot. I don't know about dime because Pittsburgh is 8th highest in the league and snap count of 12 personnel. One of the tight ends is, you know, that enormous monster, Dwayne Johnston, who said, Dwayne Washington, who said on the St. Brown podcast that although the Steelers list him at 6'7", 264, he's actually 6'7", 311. and he can move, right? So that's one of the tight ends. So eighth in the league in snaps out of 12 personnel with two tight ends on the field, and the Steelers are second in the league in 13 personnel with three tight ends on the field. So does Arthur Smith look at the situation and the chess match against Dennis Allen and say, well, we're going to go big here and see about running the football and how they react? And in those situations, you would think the Bears are going to need two linebackers on the field anyway to try to stop that. But again, as I said earlier, fortunately, it's been a tractor pull for the Steelers trying to run the football for much of this season.
You know, that is very interesting, that particular bit of comment there, that they have been struggling to run the ball all season. That could potentially help the Bears, given, you know, the injuries at linebacker. But I wonder, you know, do the Bears have enough to really start dominating a bit with their defensive line? Who in particular, you know, we always talk about Montez Sweat, but, you know, we see Dominique Robinson came back, Austin Booker. Can they get to Rodgers, or is he get rid of the ball too quickly? What would the avenue towards stopping that offense be in terms of defensive line play?
Well, I think stopping the run, especially if the Steelers want to try to exploit the linebacker issue, and it's going to be really difficult to get to Rodgers because the ball comes out so quickly. I mean, you know, we've seen that for years when he was in Green Bay, and I think that clock, the internal clock that Rodgers has, is sped up even more now. You watch them play, and he really wants to avoid the contact. He wants to get the ball out of his hands, and so he's being quick. So to hit him, you may have to dial up some pressure. You may have to blitz a little bit. And you're going to have to be careful with that because he's seen every blitz that's ever been created, and he knows the weaknesses for all of them. And if he's got just enough time, he could make you pay.
Brad, I'm really fascinated by the Steeler defense because they are third in the NFL in sacks, and they yet have given up more passing yards per game than any in the league as well. So I don't know how those two things compute. I wonder, do you expect if the Bears, I know they're going to probably try to establish the run, but when they do pass, do you expect them to try to push the ball down the field more than they have in previous weeks?
I don't know that you want to, you know, get out of doing what you've been successful with. I think when they do go downfield, hopefully they connect. You know, that was one of the things that they talked about coming out of the Minnesota game last week, is some missed opportunities for some deep plays at the beginning of that ball game that could have, if you hit them, you know, that probably leads Brian Flores to shift how he's calling the game a little bit. Like you start connecting big downfield, and he's not going to be blitzing cornerbacks left and right anymore. So I think try to run the football. This is going to be a really physical game. Like this is old school football. I think it's going to appeal to people. I think this game is going to be won in the trenches, but I don't know that the Bears get away from what they're doing. I think there's some stuff they can clearly take advantage of if they can hold up against the pass rush from the Steelers with T.J. Watt, with Nick Herbig, with Highsmith. I mean, the Steelers come at you a lot of different ways. But I don't know necessarily about trying intentionally to, hey, we're gonna get our deep game going. That's one of the things that Caleb hasn't been real accurate with.
We should mention this segment with Brad Biggs, sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. So what is your thinking about the way this game goes?
Yeah, I think again, I'll go back to what I just said. I think this is really one where it's going to be one up front, and I think it's a great test for Ben Johnson and his coaching staff to kind of see where their team's at right now. Or is would beating the Steelers, who are 6-4, is that like a measuring stick team? No, like they're not coming in 8-2. They're not a Super Bowl favorite or anything like that. But what's the one thing that you hear Ben talk about when he talks about the identity of his football team? And he talks about it across the board, not just defense, special teams, offense. It's across the board, the desire to be physical. And I think this is a Mike Tomlin team that it hangs its hat on the same thing, being physical. So the team that's able to prevail on Sunday is maybe the one that is able to sort of flex its might in this battle.
Who'd you pick?
Yeah, I went with the Bears. I feel a little bit less confident in it now, knowing that the linebacker situation is most likely going to be really thin. But they played well. They got an opportunity for this to – this could mark their second four-game winning streak this season. Think about that. You know, like they've had an awful lot of four-game losing streaks between now and the last time that they had two. You know, it's just the success, the belief. They've got some momentum. That they are elsewhere, starting to get healthier outside of the linebacker position. So I think this is a good spot for them. Rodgers clearly, you know, isn't 100%. If he comes in and starts, which I think most people expect with that left wrist injury, so I think it's a chance for the Bears to stay on the remarkable roll that they've been on here.
Got a score?
27-20.
Okay, like, that's good.
I was gonna pick, you know, a 1 or 2 point game, and you know, like at some point, these Bears games aren't going to be decided in the final 60 seconds.
Promise?
Whether it's a win or a loss, at some point, that's no longer going to be the case.
You know, Brad, if they do what we all predict them to do, we all pick the Bears as well, which is scary. Then you wake up Monday morning and they're 8-3. Are you looking at this team? How inconceivable? Would have seemed like a very dumb question, I think, in August, but this is a team that can win the NFC North.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're first place right now, but they've got a lot of work to do. You know, they are hitting the big boy part of the schedule, and the Steelers are just the first in a string of games against better opponents that they're going to encounter. And you take a look at kind of what they did or how they got to a 2-point victory at Minnesota, a 4-point win over the Giants, a miraculous, final minute at Cincinnati. Like, I don't think those efforts beat better football teams with regularity anyway. So the degree of difficulty is going to be ratcheted up, and they're going to have to be better from kickoff to the final minute, you know, from the start of the game to 59 minutes in, they're going to have to be better. We've seen what they can do in the final 60 seconds. I think they've got to be more complete before they get to those final 60 seconds against the higher caliber opponents, which start on Sunday. This is a chance for them to own a win over a team that has a record above 500. Big opportunity for them here.
Brad, just curious, do you think there's any way that what's going on with Aaron Rodgers is more gamesmanship than anything else? Do you think there's any way he doesn't play in this game?
Well, I think with Rodgers, you don't want to make a whole lot of assumptions. Or, I mean, he's he's done it his way, and his way for a very long time at a high level. Nothing would shock me with him, but I think knowing the competitor that he is, he's going to do everything he can to play to convince the team that he's able to play. And if it's a situation where he's simply not, he might do everything in his power to be as coy as possible and make it appear as if he's going to play, so which he could be good at as well.
Great stuff, Brad.
Great stuff, Brad. Thank you, buddy.
See you Sunday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yep.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
For a moment, did it feel like shades of week one? Just so you guys have the lead, the lead's gone. Like, how did you get it to change the outcome this time around?
I think the belief that we've grown within the locker room is what changed. That's been the biggest thing throughout this season so far, is the belief. And when you have belief, when you have the trust between each other and the guys and things like that, you know, these moments don't seem too big.
That is Caleb Williams and Courtney Cronin. That was after the game on Sunday. Bears beating the Vikings. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And we are still trying to figure out what to call the Bears. We're still trying to figure out how to classify them. Hell, we're still trying to figure out a nickname for Caleb Williams. I still believe that he, you know, I'm not going to give him one. I'm not going to be like this person who's like, and that is your nickname.
He is the one.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not Neo? You're not going with the Danny Parkins model of Neo?
Neo, I think, would have made more sense than the one. The problem with the one is it's not direct.
The 1-3? How about that?
The 1-8?
Well, what about C-Note, C-Dub?
Yeah, C-Note I like. Also,
C-Easy.
Rome just calls him C-Will.
C-Will is just kind of pedestrian.
It and works, C-Willy, though. Don't forget C-Willy.
I will probably be trying to forget C-Willy, but I will not.
But see, that's the point. Like, who am I to say when everybody else has names for them?
I think it should be Comeback Caleb, but
That's just me.
That's it's so a lot long.
Of, yeah, it's word salad. It's
four syllables.
Come back, Caleb. Come back.
Come also, back, Caleb. It yeah, works see? With that.
Boom.
But then I also think of like Rose in Titanic when she's saying to come back and she's trying to blow the whistle. Like, is it a desperation move?
Or is she too short?
There was room on that door. There was so much room.
Jack could have fit on that door.
That is my argument. I can't believe it got to the end of that movie and that's what I was left
She's
with.
She's so selfish. Like, honestly, like, let a person die.
There are many reasons. Like, what are you doing throwing that thing into the ocean?
You know what?
I didn't ruin anything for you guys. I promise.
Wait, the Titanic is sunk? Wait, what?
Guys, I got news. I was making fun of that when I watched that movie. I was like with a friend and I'm like, well, we all know what happens at the end. Somebody behind us is like, wait, you do? I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, okay. There you were at the movies with not educated people.
I also had a friend who worked the movie theater and she snuck us in because we were old enough to watch the movie.
Nothing better than as a teenager growing up in a certain time to have a friend that worked at the movie theater who could get you free snacks and free admission.
The flip side though was that she was terrible with math. So, like, I never got my change. And I'm like, this was not a $20 movie ticket, Ashley. But I couldn't complain because I wasn't supposed to be watching that movie anyway.
Oh, this is like you watching rated R movies before your time? Oh, I was just talking about going to the movies for free. That's
no,
what I was talking about.
No, it was the opposite.
I can't wait till we name this bear season and put a movie title on it, like the yearbook and review. That'll be fun.
That's the point. We don't have a nickname for Caleb Williams. We still don't know what to call the Bears. We're still trying to figure out who they are. And we're past the halfway point of the season.
I think we know who they are. The problem is you want to know what they're going to evolve into this season.
And I'm not necessarily one who says they have to be this team. Ideally, they evolve during the season.
Yes.
Ideally. I have always said this is a team that is winning games that they just absolutely would not have won last year. Well, Ben Johnson was asked about it thanks to this comeback win against the Vikings on Wednesday. Here's what he had to say.
We've got a lot of depth on this team, and I think we have a lot of guys that as a coaching staff, by design, we put them in some challenging situations from the springtime through training camp, and now when they get in those situations, they're ready for it. You know, we talk all the time about being able to handle pressure, being poised, and I think they rise to the occasion, and so. I think that's our entire team. I think that's part of our identity and who we are, and really proud of the guys for handling those situations so far.
It doesn't sound like Ben Johnson really knows what they are either. He's just saying we get it done, right?
Here's what I know. This team, 50 seconds left, the opposing team can't be like, it's cool, we're fine. No.
No, okay, that's
absolutely
fair.
Not. And they've gotten it done in different ways, and that was the original question to Ben Johnson was, it's not just one person getting it done every single time. It's Devin Duvernay with the kickoff return. It's Nashawn Wright with an important pick, for example. It's other people playing into this. Jake Moody won a game. Obviously, Cairo Santos helped him win the game. So there are other people than just Caleb Williams and crew. You know, your typical offensive people. Colston Loveland was a part of this, too. They're spreading the ball around, even in the ways they win. Which is, I think, a fair assessment of this team. You don't know how, but you know that they're going to have a very solid chance when the opportunity arises.
Here's what I feel about this team right now. They are 2-minute warning appointment viewing. Like, you know, in the NBA, we have what we call league pass alert when a game is tight and late. tight and close late. This Bears team is going to be there at the end of a game. They're going to make you watch the last 2 minutes of their game, for better or for worse. Luckily for the Bears so far, at least 7 of the last 8 games, it's been for better, not for worse. But there's that idea that they could lose this game, just like there's that idea that they could win this game.
Certain quarterbacks, you know, you just can't give them time. You know, and to have the Bears even in that conversation where this is discussed and Caleb Williams is one of those people, even though it might not be as pretty as you might like to see it, it's still, to me, the main objective, of course. And when we talk about stripping it down to the studs, I feel like that is a part of this. It will take more time.
I have a sports question for you. Would you rather, on Sunday, have the Bears get the ball at their own 30-yard line
with a minute left, down by three, or would you rather the Bears defense be on the field and Aaron Rodgers has the ball with a minute left? And the Bears are up by three.
I mean, if I'm writing the NFL script for Sunday, wink, you know, Jalen Johnson is back and he intercepts him for a pick six.
You think Jalen Johnson could come back this week?
No. I mean, that's my point. Are you kidding? I thought he was coming back last week.
You did.
I saw him on that. Practice report and I was like, he's back. It's happening.
Marshall, when you read the text that said sweep of the wrist for Aaron Rodgers' hurt left wrist, I thought the thing that I thought was there's only one person that has the athleticism to do the roundhouse kick up in the air, and it's Spider-Man. It's Kyler Gordon. He would have to come back.
Wait, but here's if we're doing this, if we're going WWE style, Kyler Gordon doesn't play for the whole game and then just gets busted out and he runs through the tunnel. I don't know what his music is, but you play his music, obviously.
Kyler Gordon's music.
Exactly. And then he plays that final drive and then he intercepts Aaron Rodgers and does some sort of sweep the wrist action. That's how it's done. Or, you know, just Montez Sweat, the pass rush. This is a great time for the pass rush to hang out this week.
Wait. To be clear, you want Aaron Rodgers on the field with a minute left and the Bears having a 3-point lead?
I'm just saying if I'm writing the script. Okay. If I'm staging it, if you will.
Do you lean one way or the other?
I want
the Bears offense on the field.
Well,
but if I'm writing a wild script, obviously.
Okay, well.
Well, I love Layla's wild script scenario.
If the goal is to win the game, which do you prefer?
Well, I immediately, when you put this scenario out there, Marshall, thought I would love to see Aaron Rodgers with the ball at the end of the game because of the Bears' takeaway factor. They lead the league in takeaways. How amazing would that ending be? Picking off Aaron Rodgers.
Do you have confidence they could do it in that moment with Aaron Rodgers in his building?
Soldier pick six, baby. Hell yeah. Yes.
Okay. Robbie's just nodding no over here.
I think that there are two, I think the two biggest Hail Marys of all time. Like, I would say the Hail Mary is a big one, and I would say Aaron Rodgers against the Lions. That was, like, one of the biggest Hail Marys of all time. You do not want Aaron Rodgers with the ball left at the end of the game. You want Caleb Williams with the ball at the end of
the game. Not even this version of Aaron Rodgers with a broken wrist?
No, like, this... I've been burned too many times by Aaron Rodgers. I can't be doing that. But also, like, if I was an opposing team, I would not give the Bears the ball with, like, any time left on the clock. Like, I would milk that clock until you can score.
But the point is, sometimes you don't have a choice. Like, you just score too quickly. Like, they get into field goal range. It's fourth down. There's a minute, 10 left.
Totally. That's... But I think of, like, the Bears and the Commanders game. Like, they didn't give the Commanders the ball back. They could have scored, but instead they're like, you know what? We're going to trust Jake Moody and not give Jane Daniels the ball.
Even the way they actually operated the Vikings game. Like, we talked about that aspect. They didn't really pass. They just tried to run as many runs as they possibly could, and then they started running the right side, I'm pretty sure, because that's where they wanted Cairo Santos to kick the ball. And Ben Johnson talked about that, too. He said, you know, there's a massive difference in the likelihood of the accuracy for every yard they get that's close, especially when it's five like that. So you have an idea of what the Bears would do in those scenarios based on what we've already seen.
I go back. The reason I presented the question is because I don't have a good answer myself. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I mean, I always start with the ideal and the ridiculous first, and then I rationalize from there.
847 says, no way I want Rodgers with the ball at the end of the game. He's with you, Robbie. I tend to kind of agree. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'd rather have Caleb Williams on the field down three with a minute left.
Logically, yes. You want the offense. But illogically, as I'm writing a script, no. No, I want Kyler Gordon out the tunnel for the final drive.
Would it be enough, though, if you got the ball at the 30 by way of an interception off Aaron Rodgers as they're trying to add to their lead? That wouldn't that satisfy that part of it?
You know what? No. You know what I want? You know what I want, actually? Montez Sweat, go get him. Sack, fumble.
I have questions of whether or not Aaron Rodgers can survive this game. Just because the reason why he had to leave the last game is because the Bengals were able to put him on his back in a 34-12 Steelers win.
I also want to ask you guys this. I think about this probably more than I should. That NFC Championship game, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, what was that, 2021 season? That was the end of the 21 season? Where Vita Vea, I believe, is closing in on him, or it's Jason Pierre-Paul, one of the two like prolific rushers.
So this
at the
Brady's
time.
With the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Rodgers is driving, and it's like third down. Do you remember, and he throws the incomplete pass because like they were crashing in on him basically in the way the coverage worked. And I remember seeing his face and thinking, you know, and I know, that's the closest you're going to get to a Super Bowl again in your career.
That was your thought prevailing at that moment.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know why that came up for me this week, obviously, because we're thinking about Aaron Rodgers, but just that moment. And again, that's why, you know, sweep the leg.
So we talk now about, like, we've seen enough evidence this year of the Bears making the late game comeback. Like, if the Bears do have the ball late in the game, like, what is your confidence level that they're going to score? Because I feel like right now it's never been higher.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think they're, especially at home in front of that crowd, there will be that expectation. I don't know that everyone going to the game expects the Bears to win, but I do know that if the game is tied late or they're only down a couple or three, like if they're within one score, they expect if Caleb Williams is on the field with under 2 minutes to play that they're going to make something happen and either tie or win the game.
Why wouldn't you? You know, I think that's the better question. What would stop you from thinking that? Is it the threat of J.J. Watt, the Wolverines, as Ben Johnson described, the pass rushers?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things. It's the weighing of two different things, right? Here are the truths that we know. The Steelers give up more passing yards than anybody else, right? But they also get to the freaking quarterback, and they do it in a variety of ways with a variety of different players.
Yeah, this isn't just the Max Crosby and the Raiders situation.
Right.
Who definitely had an impact on that game for the Bears.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing, is understanding that the pressure that is brought by the Steelers is so good that you feel like you have a chance to get something done despite the risk. And that's why it's interesting that they brought in the practice squad player off the street to mimic Caleb Williams, because they understand it's a unique challenge based on the film that you can now look. And, you know, there's a whole YouTube rabbit hole. You can go down Caleb Williams, Houdini, you know? Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to see our buddy Tim Jenkins breakdowns, all things QB on YouTube is one of my favorites. And I'm not just saying that because he's on our show. The other piece of this, too, is the Steelers are a formidable opponent when it comes to run defense. This is not the Bengals and Giants that we're talking about facing here. So because of that, how much are they going to try to stuff the run when they want to go east-west? You better hit that line quickly, and there's got to be like a burst to go downhill.
Is it bad that I'm not really worried about that? I think the Bears are going to run the football. I think the 12 personnel and the Colston Loveland and the Cole Kmet, they're going to continue to pick up where they left off.
Yeah, run that jumbo package for sure. 312-644-6767 as we go to the phones, and Eric in Oak Forest. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for being able to talk on the show. Hey, a name for Caleb, Cardiac Caleb. The reason I say that is because he has heart, which is part of that, you know, cardiac, but he also brings excitement. And at times, you know, heart palpitations as we're seeing them do that comeback. So just thought I'd drop that in there.
It's a clear choice, Eric. It is a clear choice. I see you're calling from Oak Forest. Are you hanging out at Captain Jack's later today?
Yes, I am. I just found out because I'm, you know, running some errands that you guys are going to be there for sure. Yeah, I'm not too far from there. So definitely I'll be dropping in.
Well, thanks, Eric. Thanks for your call. We will see you later today at Oak Forest. If you don't know, come to Captain Jack's Beverage in Oak Forest tonight from 5 to 7:30. I'll be there, and you can register for a chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright. That is at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. It's all brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP, This Is My City. And then keep listening for your chance to win two tickets to Spiegel and Holmes' live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th. That's at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Matt Forte will host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. I want to know what Matt Forte thinks about all this. Matt Forte wants to face Aaron Rodgers, doesn't he?
I would think so. Like, at
Matt Forte would face him today.
That'll be the stated opinion, because Matt Forte does not have to put any pads on and worry about it.
I also was thinking about playlist songs and defaulted to thinking that it's got to be Knuck If You Buck on repeat 10 times in a row.
Wow. That's your go-to? You want violence. Okay, I see you, Layla.
You knew this.
I'm a moniker of nonviolence, but you know what? You have your path, I have mine.
And then it just ends up being one person holding me back, and I'm like swinging my fists into perpetuity, just pointlessly. You know the meme I'm talking about where like somebody's holding somebody on their head and they're just like punching and trying to force
it's what I used to do to my siblings
forward.
When I was younger.
Ah, because you were taller than them.
I was taller, longer. I could do it. I could hold them at bay. Each one with a hand.
I'm the same height I was when I was 12.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day when my brother realized he was taller than me. It sucked.
I mean,
he just went around looking down on me the whole day.
I did that to my grandmother. She didn't appreciate it.
Grandmother?
Yeah, because she was like...
Yeah, that's messed up.
No,
take that, granny. Yeah.
No, because she was like, I'm never going to look up to you. So I would try to like force her to look up to me by like getting at certain angles. And she would always cut her eyes over like she was looking at me like to the side. I was like, nah, you're going to look up to me. And I got her in the kitchen one day and she was like, I was like, hey, why are you looking up at me like that? And she's like, ah...
I would love if you, like, to granny, like, did the too small thing. Like, hey, granny.
Oh,
if it existed at the time, I would have. Yeah. If it existed at the time, I would have. I miss her cooking. I miss her.
Amen. 847, Captain Jack's is a liquor store with cigars. Are you going to smoke one? Probably not, because I'll talk 9 octaves lower tomorrow. Yeah, that's
wait, it's a football Friday. Can you smoke a cigar like
danger.
During a break and come back and give that to us?
The combination of brown liquor and the cigar.
That's a thing.
Not that I'm saying I know anything about
you
that.
You definitely know about that life. Don't even try to play like, oh, I don't know anything. I've heard about that. No, you've lived it. You've been immersed in it. You've come out of a smoke-filled room like, oh, cigar.
Suddenly, maybe. Layla Rahimi sounding like Bill Curtis.
Rahimi Harrison Grody.
We're in trouble.
I want you to come in here tomorrow with a smoking jacket on that someone gifted you last night. We're like, yes, this was a gift.
Like the satin.
Yes, all of it.
I'm thinking of that Saturday Night Live skit.
Ascot.
The five-time hosts. Do you remember that? Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, let's get you ready for your fantasy football weekend. Our expert, Paul Charchian, and oh, by the way, Vikings fan, let's troll him next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Can you please share a result and a score for the Bears in their game versus the Steelers on Sunday, Soldier Field? Noon kick. CBS is where you'll watch it. How is the injury list impacting your thinking?
Well, you can't ignore the injury list. But I think the game is still going to be one that is one of the more entertaining of the season. Been waiting for this for a long time. The part owner of the Bears has lived rent-free in the head of Bears fans all week long. Aaron Rodgers will be there like he has been so many times before. I think he's, in his last eight victories over the Bears, he's not thrown an interception. We all know he's 24-5, but those were different teams. It was a different time. He didn't have a broken left wrist in those games. He does now, and he will Sunday. And yes, the Bears will be without their linebackers, maybe without some of their secondary members. They still will have that offensive line. They still will have both running backs, and they still will have Caleb Williams. And that will be enough. It will be close. It will be fun. But this time, Aaron Rodgers leaves a loser. Bears 24, Steelers 23.
Ooh, I like it, David. A one-point score. The Bears will not cover the 2.5-point spread. They will not cover the 2.5-point spread. Bears 21, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers 20. Aaron Rodgers will not finish this game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson delivering the knockout blow on a
wow
Dennis Allen perfectly timed dial-up blitz.
Do you have him in the Corey Wooten role?
Yes. He will be talked about 5 years from now the way Corey Wooten is always remembered for his.
I had Austin Booker tagged in the Corey Wooten role.
You guys have Austin Booker. Okay. I have C.J. Gardner-Johnson delivering the knockout.
All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's very difficult to pick these games anymore just because we're getting deeper and deeper into the season. And usually when you say a team is more desperate than another, that would indicate that they are going to win the game or they're going to be there at the end. I also am taking the Bears, and I'm not sure why. I really thought after learning the linebacker news that I would reconsider this. But no, I'm going with the Bears. I'm going with a hard-fought game. I'm going to go with a 21-19 victory for the Bears. It's not quite covering, but I think they're going to be a little bit better. I think that hopefully it's not a field goal at the end of the game. I would like to see them score more points than that, but I don't know that they're going to be able to. I think Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. I think this is a really good battle of defense and offense, and I think that the Bears are going to have to win more on offense than maybe I'm indicating here with my score, but I think it's going to be kind of a two-point win for the Bears, and I think it's going to be a really hard-fought game, and I do think that Aaron Rodgers will start the game, but I'm not sure he's going to finish it either. I don't know that he's getting knocked out, but I just think that it might be because he's not as efficient. Playing with a broken wrist is going to bother even Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
exactly.
It will be very distracting. Question for both of you. Neither one of you have the Bears kicking a field goal. Is that because you just think that's the way the game will go, or that's a lack of confidence in the only kicker still standing at Halas Hall, Cairo Santos?
I think they're going to try to score points, and I think they're trying to score touchdowns. And I would hope they're not settling. I think they might even go for it on fourth down.
A little more aggressive fourth down approach.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
And I think that they may regret it one time, but they may get one another time. I'm actually leaning more toward 28 than 21. I think they can score.
It's four touchdowns.
But it might be a touchdown too many against this defense, so I'm being conservative and saying 21.
Dustin?
Are we sure Cairo Santos is standing? Yeah,
they got to be aggressive.
He couldn't make a 40-something yarder indoors, and now all of a sudden he's going to make 40-yarders outdoors? And the idea, I love this, you can make stats in any way you want to make them work for you when you want to make. So he's the most accurate Bears kicker at 50-plus yard field goals, right? Isn't that something that everybody likes to hang
most
that?
Accurate in history.
I heard that a lot this week.
But on 50, on top of, but also on 50 yards.
Heard it a lot this week.
How many attempts?
He kicked a 54-yarder.
I think three. I need to check. Hold on.
He kicked a 54-yarder in that
golf clap
game.
From Dustin.
Yeah, I mean, Dustin, you want him to stick with the guys 10 to 22 from 50 plus yards in his senior year in college?
No,
in
I want NFL? A guy to act like he's done it before and not do some silly little dance afterwards in the locker room. Okay, and, you know, two bad choices for game balls last week. Two.
I think the words you're looking for are thank you.
Let's see here. 50 plus.
He's struggling to find these words. Thank you.
Thank you?
T-Y.
32 of 30. We'll check during the break.
I'm not doing that homework this time. I did that the other day about T.J. Watt. I'm not doing it on Cairo Santos.
Yeah, sorry to ask you to help out for the cause, man. Jeez.
You got Google as well.
Wow. Okay, Kurt Cignetti.
Google it.
Google. Jeez. What attitude.
Well, yeah. we know Dustin's research policies.
Is this like the first one to 20 wins then? We've all got them. We all have both teams getting to the 20s. Is it first team to 20 wins or not that simple?
I don't think it could be that simple. I have 24-23. I could have your guy Santos winning on a walk-off field goal.
I got the Bears scoring the first points in the game, if that
it's
helps.
It's got to be under 40 yards.
Over Santos's.
Bears will score on the first or second possession.
12-year career, 32 for 49 from 50-plus.
32 of 49?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Impressive.
Let's do your golf clap. That's his career. That's not with the Bears. All right, we'll get to all of it. He's the most accurate in Bears history. Mully and Haw, we've got Biggs time next on The Score.
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.